Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. Well, I've had my first major screw-up as I...
What?
The very last thing I did when I came in here was to look at my calendar and see what was going on. And I realized that my physical therapy that I was planning on for today, was yesterday. So I missed my third PT.
But how you feeling?
I feel good. But
then
I mean,
you don't
need
that.
That was going to be my last one.
That's all
one,
BS. You don't need that stuff.
And, you know, he didn't call or anything and yell at me. So I, you know, I guess he just quietly billed me. That's probably what happened. With that. It's usually what happens when that's the situation.
There are seldom things quieter than the licking of a stamp.
But let me explain. It bodes ill for what's going to happen in the next 48 to 72 hours as I begin the great trek, the migration, as the tents. If you want to know what we do here twice a year in the O'Mara household, four times a year, actually, we have what amounts to, I think you see it in Patton, where the nomadic tribesmen are out in the desert. And
sure.
They gather their tents and they wake their camels up and they, you know, they march out into their next location.
Oftentimes it's called an exodus.
Yeah, we're nomadic. And you know, you have to have all your P's and Q's lined up, because otherwise things will slip through the cracks. And I will tell you that I am already behind the eight ball. I am already not focused enough on getting that ready, and I have to get my act together. And
did you pack up all your knickknacks?
Are you alone though?
Well, I'm alone right now. All the leisure people are out on a hike. Because that's what you do when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You get up and, you know, that's what my sister does. It's what my niece does. It's what my wife does. It's what my daughter does.
A healthy lifestyle.
La, la, la.
Did you tell them that?
Yeah, because I don't have a choice, Oscar. I don't have a choice to get out there and hike, okay? For Christ's sake.
Yeah. You know? Hey, when you pack up, don't forget your little Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
You'll need that.
You'll need that.
Do you mean this one?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
The power cable.
Yes.
Yeah. There's so many things I have to think about. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who needs PT, Mike?
That's right. Who needs P's and Q's?
No, I went to two. I'm bummed. Don't get me wrong. I'm really crushed that I missed this. This was, and I'll be calling him, you know, after we're done taping.
Tell him.
We done?
You say, look, man, you didn't call me. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
No, I don't get a reminder call from this guy.
Oh, no.
I was expecting, when I said I expected a call, I expected a call after the fact.
That you missed.
Usually,
that you missed,
you're sitting there going, hey, excuse me, we've all gotten those.
Yeah.
By the way, your scheduled thing, you weren't here. What, you complete and total ass. That's the way it is. So, yeah. Just memory. Memory is very, very key.
Yes. Mental organization.
That's it.
As you call Dr. Hip Bender.
What?
Dr. Hip Bender. Isn't that the name of your physical therapist?
Sure. Sure, Frankenstein. That's what it is.
You don't like the T-shirt? My tribute to Boris Karloff?
I must say I'm not really a fan of that one.
Really?
That must be the largest head on a T-shirt I've ever seen. It's rare is the T-shirt that has the head of a character that is larger than your head.
I wear it to minimize my own head.
It's also wrinkled.
Is it really wrinkled?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be? It's just a T-shirt.
Because an adult and you want to at least...
Stop this right now. I'm not going to play this
game. Is it the first wearing?
No. It's probably the third or fourth.
How do you launder them?
I go down to the river and I beat them with a rock.
With a rock?
Yeah, because I pretend that the other rock is Oscar's face.
Oh, God.
Just like my mom used to.
Wow.
Sweet dear Oscar.
Down by the river.
did you contact the musical folk we were talking about yesterday?
All good.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Ask your brother when we can make an announcement about that.
I would like to say, when should we announce about the band?
Let's do it on a Monday.
I think it's a great idea.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
How are you doing?
Well, he's upset because my T-shirt is wrinkled.
Just disgusting.
How can he be expected to be at the top of his game when
it's giving up on life.
A ragamuffin.
That's a cotton T-shirt. I can tell from this distance.
Thank
that's
you.
A cotton T-shirt.
Yes.
So do you take them out of the, because as someone.
No, I wash and use a tumble dry cycle. and then I hang them up. I iron my t-shirts.
I dry my golf shirts. For example, there is a when you wear the synthetic materials known in today's golf world, you in order to not have to iron them, you actually put them in a dryer for a limited amount of time, so there is still a level of dampness, and then you put them on a hanger so as to have them pristine with nary a wrinkle in them. And I'm curious, that's why I ask about
I tumble dry till a complete dryness. There is no dampness, nary a dot of dampness.
Do you put them on a hanger? Or
I do hang them, but they probably, you know, they spend some time in the basket or the dryer before they get hung. They don't come out of the dryer hot.
How bad is the wrinkle? I can't see that from my camera perspective, Oscar. How bad is it?
It wouldn't be horrible if it was at the bottom of the T-shirt. But it's right on his torso.
You know who's the best dressed in the room today is Mr. Ponyboy Matthew.
He looks fantastic. Yeah.
Look at him. Woo-hoo. You got the dress shirt on today?
Yeah, from the Malibu Ken collection.
Mac, what are you wearing? I can just see the top of your incredible wispy hair.
An orange polo. Orange.
Let me. Hold on. Straighten yourself out a little. Pull the shirt down a little bit. Let me see. Yeah, you two have the... Well, it's hard to tell.
A lot of wrinkles.
You're right. Yeah. You're wearing the wrinkle train, too.
You pulled that out of the hamper, don't lie.
That is a hamper shirt.
Yeah.
That, look at the back of it. Turn around, show the boys the back. Oh. Show the boys the back of the...
That's been sitting right on top of the hamper.
Looks like a topographic map.
Yeah.
You want to see Adrian's outfit?
Yeah, let me see Adrian's outfit today. I want to see. I'm checking everybody's outfit on the Mike O'Mara show today. Why not?
There we go, right there. Sunglasses, a sweatshirt, and pants.
Yeah. God. All right, whatever. I can't see you. Anyway.
He's a Rob Mobber. He's got a Batman t-shirt on as well.
All right, very, very exciting.
Well, now that we have established who cares about their lives,
yeah,
Pony Boy.
And I want to say this. Oscar looks fantastic.
You're wearing a synthetic shirt? Is that, do you have a synthetic?
This is an Olympic Nike t-shirt.
Is that a cotton or is that a synthetic?
This is a...
It looks like a blend.
It's a blend, Mike.
That's a Nike's blend. New wedding shirt, actually. He'll be wearing it to the nuptials.
Right off my registry.
Programming note on today's show. Later on in the program, we are going to be joined by Bruce Campbell.
Yay!
Pony Boy, how excited are you about Bruce Campbell? What can you tell us about Bruce Campbell? I remember I was on a TV show with him a million years ago. We're both old.
Yes.
That's the way that goes. Yes.
He has been in a million different things. He's one of those guys that has an IMDb page that's a mile long, and he's done countless cameos, and he's been on. He was one of the main characters on one of my favorite shows, Burn Notice.
Yeah, that's really where I really know him from. Army of Darkness,
yes.
And that's like his claim to fame as far as a cult following is concerned.
Also, I would say his Bubba Hotep is a
Evil
pretty
Dead
big deal, too.
I know him from Evil Dead.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's Ash for the TV show is really the most recent, which is Ash versus the Evil Dead. I have one first question for him, and then I have a surprise line of questioning for him.
Oh,
because I've actually got a connection to him, unrelated to his film and television work. So he will be. So for those of you that like go to Comic-Con and things like that, this guy Bruce Campbell is going to be joining us, and he's a crowd favorite at Comic-Con. And
big deal,
he's been he's been in the Evil Dead franchise.
He's worked at the Coen brothers a lot.
He's been in the Hudsucker Proxy, Fargo, Intolerable Cruelty, The Lady Killers.
Always small parts, tiny.
Bubba Hotep.
Now, that is a movie I have a lot of questions about for
he's
him.
He's had a 7-year run on Burn Notice. What is Burn Notice? I don't watch that one. What's that one?
It was a great show on the USA Network.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
USA Network's number one show on cable.
A lot of fun, man.
What is it?
It's about a spy who gets in trouble and he gets burned, as they call it, where essentially the CIA just disavows him and he's basically left with no job, no money, nothing, and he's... in Miami, just trying to get his life back together.
And Bruce is like his
assistant?
Bruce
is his buddy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's his fake name?
Well, he's Sam Axe, but his alias is Chuck Finley, which is something my parents
listen
and I still laugh about.
Listen to the expert. We should just turn the whole interview over Pony
it's
Matt
the
Boone.
Pony Show.
And I guess with all of his books, he's got a brand new one, author of Hail to the Chin. I guess the books he's known as the Chin in Hollywood. Is that what it is?
He is a good-looking guy. He really, truly is.
Well,
what
does that have to do with the chin?
Because of his cut jaw, his amazingly, perfect jaw. They call him the Chin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Previous books are If Chins Could Kill and Make Love the Bruce Campbell.
Both great.
I wish I was more knowledgeable of Bruce, but I
be after today's show.
I worked with him.
Yeah, you know that? He co-starred
cool,
with him.
He was a cool guy back then, and that was like one season
yeah.
of The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. So he will be joining us on the show. I'm really looking forward to that. What do you think, Oscar?
I'm excited. I'm looking at his IMDb. I forgot how many, and Pony's right, I forgot how many shows he's been on.
Mm-hmm.
Like and
Ellen?
It's, yeah, and it's Ellen? Funny because you see here, like, man, like, how someone's career is, I knew Bruce Campbell was already iconic within some circles.
Yeah.
But like to be a working actor at this level and have so many different projects blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yep. Hard to do in Hollywood. And, yeah. You know, back in the day, this is Don and Mike history. Back in the day, we ventured our way out to Hollywood, California. And Don and I were extras. We had, did we have speaking roles? I don't remember.
No,
I don't
it was remember. It was the Star Trek one.
No, we had speaking roles, I think. Oh, it was the Star Trek where we had speaking
right.
roles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where Don stole a speaking role. They had to do a second cut, and then I realized he's not going to get his SAG card. I'm going to get a speaking role, too. It's a weird, convoluted way of doing that.
And I remember your ad-lib line was, hooray!
No, it wasn't.
I'm kidding.
Thank you.
I remember Briscoe County Jr. Like, I remember as a kid.
Cult following.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
What's cool about that is who doesn't want to go out and be around shooting a Western, even though it was a surreal kind of space.
But it had a classic Western feel to it.
It had a Western feel, and they had these guys out there that were these standard Western extras, and I remember these guys. They had the standard guys that are hot. There's a whole horse culture mm-hmm. in Hollywood for doing Westerns where they bring these guys out from the outer rural areas outside Southern yeah. California where they bring the horses in. There's a whole...
It's been a business for like 100 years. The horse
people... They've been making movies, yeah. especially Western movies.
Mr.
And,
Ed.
And now they tape everywhere, but it's very, very cool. Go and look at old Western movies, like an old John Wayne Western,
The Searchers
from earlier, where not like not True Grit or anything.
No, I'm
where
talking
they might
the,
have done
the
a little more location.
Searchers, 1939, a John Ford movie.
Well, that's
perfect.
Maybe too early, but if you go in the middle of that, you can even get to the color era with movies, and you will look around, and if you know anything about Los Angeles geography, you'll look around, and you know that's like yeah. that's L.A. where
you're like that shot
the
there.
And run up and
before I
like
get
that.
Murdered, not The Searchers, it's Stage. Coach, I misspoke. Forgive me.
Stagecoach?
Yes.
How dare you?
Shut up.
Yeah, but it's it'll be cool to have him on. So we look forward to that. And I really was always fascinated with the process. And lucky enough, because back in the day when DJs were allowed to go out to Los Angeles and go out to Hollywood,
when there was a budget, Mike.
Yeah.
Where there was a budget. Well, what they would do is they would promote yeah. their television programs yeah. by sending a couple of DJs out to be extras.
Oh. And, because they knew you'd talk about it for 3 weeks.
I did, you know, there was one time on the set of, was it Babylon 5? Is that the one?
Yeah, I believe that's the one you did, yeah.
The sci-fi. And
I'm so jealous.
Or it might have been King of Queens. It might have been one of those. Here's the thing, what I remember, the extras that go out there, and they're sitting around all day. You're paid all day. You have moments where they want to have you in a shot, and they're all reading their books, and I was talking to them. And what they were, by and large, and you'll relate to this, Rob, were... they were kind of theater nerds. They were yep. people that had been in plays in high school and plays in college and done that if they'd gone to college.
Or they're working their way up.
Or but the maintaining. Thing about it,
yes.
They were like
paying
people.
Bills.
They were like people that I bumped into when I was involved in productions in college and high school. They were the same mindset. And yep. I remember one day having a conversation with three or four of these people who were just very cool and it was very neat. And then realizing that I was going back to my life as a DJ. And even though I was making really good money, I left with a feeling of, man, this is just to be around this.
They're doing something.
All these people that do this, really important for anybody that's like yeah. going to do plays in high school. When you go out and you're around these television shows and you see how it's done, they're really making, they're putting on a show.
Yep.
They're putting on a show every day. And it's the same kind of, you know, go into the dressing room and come out and do that. And I remember feeling... pining for it a little bit and saying, these are my peeps. I could have very easily been around, even on the smallest level, whether it's production or extras or stuff like that. And DJs are, you know, we were doing kind of show busy stuff, but it was a different kind of stuff. And I remember loving being around it.
Is it more collaborative than an actual, like, I guess, talk show? Because on a larger
yeah.
scale, you've got everybody there
bigger,
for
yeah.
the same purpose, right?
And it's like a... It's
a
like
radio station,
on,
it's not everybody's there for the same purpose.
No, and
to
it's
kill
like
the other guy?
Yeah. Oh, in the early days.
Yeah.
God, did I learn that quickly. Ugh, God, how horrible that
now,
was. You realize early on that disc jockeys are... the most, and I became one and embraced it, the culture of pettiness and backstabbing and bitterness that became, you know, like sending funeral wreaths to people that got fired.
Yes.
You know, that type of thing. I ratings never did that days. Personally, but yeah.
You read about days. It. You did a lot of Hollywood stuff, and one, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that we all got too bent up, that we so bent up we could not be corpses on CSI one trip.
Oh, we that's right.
We were supposed to be corpses on CSI.
Because we were all too hungover? So
cool. Yeah. I believe it was.
We didn't really care about it.
Yeah, you and Don were supposed to be the corpses, and then you said, you can be the corpse. I said, I don't think I can today.
Yeah, that's how bad that trip was.
But of all the, you've done a lot of those little Hollywood gimmick casting trips. Which was your favorite?
Oh, boy. Oh, that boy.
I think it's amazing Babylon, that you had that
Babylon
experience.
5. Yeah. Babylon 5 was 5 a.m., 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m., in the makeup chair and getting to wear prosthetic makeup for a sci-fi show.
That's pretty
cool. Was the set cool?
The set was a big warehouse, uh-huh. And it was cool. The thing I remember, though, was how, you know, being transformed by one of these professional makeup people in Hollywood and having that put on. The second one would be Briscoe County Jr., where I remembered how cool it was to
be
out around.
I'm jealous of that one.
And getting fitted for the, you know, the Western wear. And I remember the thing, we were supposed to be like townsfolk, so I couldn't wear like the cowboy outfit, so I was kind of bummed at that. I had to wear like, you know, like a dress suit and a, you know, and
a
bowler
like a
hat or something.
Yeah, an old school, yeah, kind of, old school
it was
suit.
Like, no, I want to be, you know, I want to wear what John Wayne wear. I want a vest and a gun belt and a really cool hat. They didn't let me do that because that was really kind of what Bruce Campbell got to wear.
Sure.
He was the guy doing that.
He was the cowboy. Yeah.
The second King of Queens one, I got to go along with you, and that was amazingly cool. Because it was on a really old soundstage, like
right.
movie soundstage from the 30s. And I got to have full access to see how they shot a sitcom. All the sets are almost like a row of boxes.
And then
bleachers for the audience. And then they just
slide the camera set.
It is so cool.
On train tracks,
yeah,
you know.
Essentially.
So
yeah.
It would probably be first Babylon 5, second Briscoe County Jr., but nothing touches the best extra work that we ever did.
Which is what?
When we went on a porno.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How much owe you, ma'am?
Dollar and a half.
There you are. Keep change.
Just keep your eye out for that Mr. Vanderpump.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, and make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
You want something?
Hush, puppy, Daddy.
We got no time for that crap. You son of a bitch.
Diablo and Doc.
Thank you, nicely.
You must be in a hell of a hurry, huh, Sheriff?
Bet your ass on that, boy.
Oh, you got a little mess there. Let me help you out here. Get that off of there. That's... Away from an officer.
Multiplied.
Yeah. Who are you chasing? Somebody chasing you?
Nobody's chasing me, boy. I've been chasing a goddamn maniac all the way from Texarkana, Texas.
Really? Was he a bank robber?
Look, brother.
Huh?
Bank robbing his baby kid alongside of what this dude is doing.
Yeah.
Almost killed 20 law officers. Driving through people's backyards, knocking down mailboxes. Got a broad in the car, took across the state line, got the man out. I don't think he's got a permission, and that's getting him. How's that for hijinks? What
oh? Oh, let me pay for it.
No,
you're an officer of the law. I'd be honored.
Yeah, much obliged. Where's the can? I gotta take the squirt.
Right back there. Just one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in...
On the know.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective, world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Accessible on your computer, your web-enabled TV, your tablet, your smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. Mrs. O'Meara will be coming back from her hike shortly, and she will be in her little area, her little room, and doing one of the programs that they offer on Beachbody On Demand, P90X, Insanity 21 Day Fix Extreme. Little
That's my
lady
go-to.
Yeah.
My go-to.
You're getting chunky, so you got to do
chunky.
That 21 day
no,
fix.
She said, are you sure you're going to fit in that tux?
Chunk.
Really?
And I said, I got the 21 day fix, lady. Step off.
Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, and even dance. You can design your workout schedule from over 600 different workouts. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate. That is a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has over 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. Get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, that's TMOS. Text it to 303030. That's how easy it is to get Beachbody On Demand and get rocking today.
Make yourself a priority.
Thank you. Speaking, you know, we could talk about us and we can talk about Bruce Campbell and we could do, really, Thursday is the day that we've got a fat one today.
Oh.
And there's really no point in talking
about volume of the world book.
There it is. There's our mailbag because it's not all about us. It's about you people. That's what it's about. It's yes. About you. You. Oh, baby. You.
It's all about you.
Bruce.
You.
All about you.
Chunk.
All the time. All these things that
Mike Markey.
It's all about you.
Alarm clock.
It's all about you.
Oh, baby, you.
Pretty damn good.
This is Biz Markey. Happy birthday. Welcome to our world.
Oh.
Our newest, youngest TMOS listener, Philip George Ham II. Somebody mentioned that yesterday on the show, or 2 days ago on the show.
You know, we got a call about it, but I didn't want to steal the announcement from the guy's dad. I mean, the dad wrote it.
Ooh,
so, yeah.
Thunder.
Philip George Ham II.
Right.
Wouldn't that be Junior?
I think it's the second if you change the middle name, Junior, if the name is identical.
Good call.
Okay. Philip George Ham II of Ashburn, Virginia. Little Phil is
Little Phil
is the latest listener from the proliferant Vienna Ham family. He will long enjoy tall tales and legendary stories of Rabe's high school days from his Uncle Andrew and Uncle Pat.
Yeah,
that is a bio. Wow, what a welcome to the world that is. That's
fantastic. You want to talk about theater nerds.
You think I'm done with it? No, I'm not.
Oh,
Philip's
more.
Dad. Philip's dad is happy to join Mike in the Pentagenarian Father Club. He's looking forward to the comments. Isn't that nice the grandparents are here at the local PTA meetings and other such gatherings? And yes, I gave my son my name. Anyone who doesn't like it can S-A-D. Pat's the best, Phil Ham.
Yay,
thank
Phil.
You, Philip Ham.
Awesome.
Philip. That's wonderful. Sam Fernandez. Hey, Sam. Sam Fernandez. He turned 5 yesterday.
Yay.
Hi, Sam. Sam Fernandez. Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam. Sam. Sam. Hi, it's Mike. How you doing? Sam?
Don't make him cry.
Look over here. Sam, look at me. Look at me. Happy 5th birthday. Sam! Right over here. I know you love to listen to TMOS on your tablet. Yay for Sam. Sam Fernandez is the best kid in the world.
Yep.
There we go. Moving right along. Aww. Guys, regarding Mike's screen door. Oh, God, if I got... You know, it's the things like that that I get the... I
they
get
love that.
Down in the...
Regarding Mike's screen door, he should be able to set the hinges deeper on the jamb. This is valuable. I like this letter because this is what I'm curious about. He should be able to set the hinges deeper on the jamb, preferably, or door, or both. This will, of course, move the door closer to the hinge jamb and hopefully create more clearance on the strike side.
Have you tried pumping up the jamb?
Sounds like I'm bowling.
Pump up the jam.
All these situations can be unique, but unfortunately, it's all about measurements. It's all in the details, Mike. Oh, you had to be a dick at the end, right?
Yeah, you did.
You had to be a dick at the end.
You know he doesn't like to measure.
Rick Guthrie. Well, he's a guy that runs Screen Door Company.
He's a door guy. Yeah,
Guthrie
How about
Door.
You could go over to Maine and help him out.
Yeah.
Yes, he's enough probably letters, like in South help. Carolina or something like that. Yeah, drive up.
Yeah, you got a few days.
Weekend. Yeah, come up and look at Mike's strike side.
Knock it out.
Examine his jam.
But he said, but I think setting the hinges deeper means I'm getting longer screws.
Yeah.
There you are.
And I'm going to do that. All right.
And Mike, your hips aren't ready to set any hinges.
That's true.
Thank you.
And make sure the door doesn't miss physical therapy.
Sorry. Jacqueline Fleischman AIDS says that her husband is a huge fan and that he has a birthday this Sunday. Happy birthday, Stefan AIDS. She also sent a follow-up. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
I believe so, yes. Stefan AIDS, I think.
Stefan.
Yes.
She also sent a follow-up email to confirm that this wish. So again, happy birthday, Stefan. Here's to you and your detail-oriented wife.
I very seldom get an email a day after a birthday wish that says, just wanted to confirm receipt of this birthday wish.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Diligent.
Hey, guys. Last Wednesday was my girlfriend Erin's birthday. Ooh. She is a new TMOS listener that absolutely hates Mac.
Yeah!
Take a top off.
She can't stand his pompous attitude. You got to hit the alarm for Oscar. When
yeah, hello.
Come on, wake up. All right, there you go. Got it? Thank you.
Put it back on.
She wasn't around when the lovable loser showed up on Mike's doorstep like a lost puppy. Anyway, I digress.
I forgot about that.
It would be an absolute treat for her to receive her very first TMOS birthday greeting. Thank you all for everything that you do. Longtime listener and bonus show subscriber. See you in NOLA. Joe DeBorba in Sacramento. So, Erin, thank you for listening. And
don't you Mac think it would be best if Mac gave the birthday greeting?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Well, I was going to kick it over to Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why don't you let Mike
I was
drive.
Just making that transition.
I'm sorry.
You were looking for your sound effect. I was actually, getting through it. I was going to turn it over to Mac. I was right in the middle of doing it.
Yeah.
My apologies.
What's wrong with you, Frankenstein?
That's the wrinkled T-shirt.
So that's Joe. Joe DeBorba's the boyfriend. Erin's the girlfriend. And Mac, is there anything you'd like to say? I don't think you need to do a birthday greeting, but apparently she hates you. And I just want to know what you have to say about that.
What is her name?
Her name is Erin.
Erin?
Yep.
Chillax.
I love that. Hi, boys. Hi, Carla. My questions today are for Mike. When you were at Piney Knot in 2015, you had mentioned possibly building a studio in the outbuilding garage. Two questions. Are you still considering this? Well, I'm considering it all the time.
Sure.
It's just a question of deciding to do that. I've got a couple of concerns. The structural integrity of the building is something that has given me pause. So that is why I'm not diving full speed ahead into this. The other thing is, we had some projects within this house, not the garage, that we had to take care of before we did that, including the shower that I got put in
also,
this year.
Also, yes, isn't there a concern of the overall Maine lifestyle in general?
Can you be more specific?
Like, you may not ever go back?
I'm going to go back to Maine. I'm going to be okay.
On a scarce summer?
God, he's such a jerk.
He is in full NAD mode.
Yeah.
No.
Nadtastic.
I will be returning next year for one primary reason.
Oh.
Mrs. O'Mara has enjoyed her summer. Loves it up here.
Loves it. That's how you stay married. It's all about her.
It's fantastic for my son, so I can tolerate all the other stuff because I love it too.
No law that you all have to go. You could just send them up.
Yeah.
Time apart is the secret to a happy marriage.
My dad.
Yeah.
So he asked me if I'm still considering doing the studio. Yeah, I'd like to eventually. If so, could you get the cute contractor who built the deck to come back to do it? Cute contractor is in the wind. I've probably put, for this shower project, probably 3 to 4, maybe even 5 phone calls in. Never even got a response.
Well, if she got a message from you saying, can you come over and look in my shower? She's not going to return that call.
That might be it, Rob. That might actually be it. But anyway, no, maybe that was the problem. Maybe that's why she went away.
Didn't you say briefly, I think it was an off-air conversation, that sometimes these contractors get pulled away on these these huge projects by the one percenters.
I was
then
actually
they just
told that the contractor I had did that, but at the same time, a courtesy call or at least some acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, hey, I've got another project. I'm not going to be able to do
right.
it. Sometimes people don't want to say no, and I don't know what that's it. But those questions come from a man in Spokane, Washington by the name of, his name is Darke Viaster.
I asked for a pronouncer, but he wouldn't send one.
All right, hold on. It's D D Durke Vastrick. Durke Vastrick. Dirk Vastrick. Thank you.
A very generous man.
Yeah,
that's nice. Moving right along. Hey, guys. Thank you. I am a gay man. I have friends that are Black, Jewish, Latino, Muslim, bi, trans, etc. And as I watched events unfold this weekend, I was attending an LGBT film festival in Durham, North Carolina. I went from Thursday expecting to see the usual annoying protesters to Saturday actually worrying about my physical safety. Some dear friends of mine in a Hispanic Jewish family have a son who will be a freshman at a Virginia college. They are besides themselves at this time. Just the fact that Mike mentioned the SPLC to your listeners buoyed my spirits. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way. Buoyed my spirits. And as you said yourself in the prologue, there is more hope in our collective response to Charlottesville than despair that it happened. Even if you know, this letter came to us, I think, before the vigil they had down at UVA yesterday, which was probably one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen. That, to me, just represents the absolute best in our country. If people can't tell the difference between groups that want to make life a living hell for others and those who oppose that, they are blinded by their privilege. Kudos to y'all for making a difference. That's awfully sweet. Bill, and then he gives the Southern Poverty Law Center address, which is splcenter.org. I don't know if anybody's seen it as we record this show. What an incredible time.
Spontaneous, too.
To watch
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
It really was spectacular that they all did that. Let's get through this because we got Bruce Campbell coming up here. Hello again, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I'm a huge Amazon enthusiast who lives in Rochester, New York. Mike, I would appreciate it if you could give me some tips on handling 3-year-old boy temper tantrums. Man, we are in the heat of them right now. Thanks again, guys. Keep up the funny. Tony DiMatteo, and P.S., not to be greedy, but I do love Jack Cassidy. I'll shut up and listen. All right? All right, so I would take the 3-year-old aside, and if you can muster up some kind of Jack Cassidy impression, look him in the eye and say, 3-year-old boy, if you keep acting out, you're going to live in hell.
Oh, no.
No, you don't really want to do that. I don't know. You just got to weather the storm, and it's actions have consequences. And, you know, you put them in timeout or you take something away, you know, and try not to lose it. That's
without hitting, I always thought a very, very firm restraining hug was helpful when they would really spin out.
When they really go out of, just kind of get them so they can't flail. Like, that sort of feels like it. Imagine getting a hug from this guy.
A human Oscar, swaddle.
Yeah.
That'd be a little difficult.
Those hands. Dad, I hate looking. Blanket. I hate looking at the Frankenstein t-shirt.
I'm in the womb again. Hug me.
Next letter says, hello, my name is Randall Garwall, and I would love it if you fine gentlemen could wish my beautiful wife, Tracy, a happy birthday. Her birthday is today, and she is the most wonderful of wives, because last week for my birthday, she decided to pull me out of leechdom.
Hey.
She purchased a yearly bonus subscription for me. Best ad campaign we've ever run. Mm-hmm. Once again, Tracy, thank you, and happy birthday, my love, Randall. That's a beautiful sentiment right there. We got two more pages.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we got to fly through this. Guys, I've been a fan for a long time. I listen to every episode, and I am not a parasite. I subscribe to the bonus shows and participate in other great TMOS opportunities like your Amazon partnership. I want to thank you for the funny you guys bring each day. I am a football coach at North Hagerstown High School.
Nice.
I was recently painting our practice fields while listening to you guys. I was giggling at something stupid one of you said, and I was startled by a dog, and I'm pretty sure the owner saw me with a big grin shaking my head. She looked very concerned as she called her dog and scurried away from me.
Scurry is a great word.
Laughing alone. I have a question for Oscar. One of my former players recently graduated with a bachelor's degree in business management. Next week, he begins his journey attending the Robert H. Smith School for Business.
Nice. Yep.
I'm well having done. Dinner with him Thursday night, and I want to give him some solid advice, and I'm asking for anything you can offer about your experience that I can share with him to help with this transition in the next stage of his life. Thanks for brightening each day. Greg Staines. I'm sorry, Greg. The name
Coach Staines.
It's Coach Staines, Mike.
Coach Staines, North Hagerstein High School. What advice?
Self-awareness.
Would you give
know your strengths and your weaknesses, and then find other members of your class that complement them.
Very good. That's it. That's simple. Advice. That's yeah. a simple. I like that. Good golf tip there, Mike. Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. I'm taking my oldest Connor to King's Dominion with three of his buddies for their 13th birthday. For his 13th. He is such a good a boy, and I'm so proud of him helping out at the Cub Scout camp this year after spending a full week at Boy Scout camp. I have not been to King's Dominion since I was his age. Does Rob have any advice or suggestions for a first visit to KD? Longtime listener, WAVA and bonus show subscriber. Keep up the funny Robert Lay. I wonder if Robert Lay knows Coach Staines.
I bet they'd get along famously. Okay. Real quick, if you're on a water ride, keep your mouth shut. Don't miss out on the turkey leg. It's the best food there. And also, if you're going to have a segment of your day at King's Dominion, make it be till closing. Don't get there at opening. Better to stay late.
Well done.
And our final letter, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, I am so sorry for the late submission, but I've lived in the land of Manana, New Mexico, for way too long. 25 plus years. I wanted to submit a birthday wish to my daughter, Crosby. Hey, for her 15th birthday this Saturday. I introduced her to the show and she fell in love with it on her first listen. It's the first thing she wants to hear on any road trip. Could I please request the traditional birthday song for her? Thanks again and love the show. Class of 92, JMHS.
All
before
right.
the metal detectors. Go Warhawks. Chris Grigsby. Hey, he's the father of Crosby Grigsby. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. That's fantastic. Hey, guess what? Got a big celebrity coming on, and we don't have time to sing the happy birthday song.
Denied.
Hit the music, Rob Spiewak.
Denied. Sorry,
all right,
buddy.
Crosby. All right. Bruce Campbell coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Was your second wedding and during the summer, or was it like a fall
wedding?
Rob
came to my second
It was fall, wasn't it? I know this.
Football
it was,
season.
It was an amazing...
The autumn wind is a pirate.
It was... The autumn wind is a pirate.
Stop it, you.
I'm so sorry that the result happened, but it was the greatest wedding I ever went to. And
that's
like
awesome.
A 5-hour dinner reception, and I never once had to wait for a drink.
5 hours?
It was unstoppable.
Spared no expense.
It was an amazing, amazing night.
Damn. Yeah.
Sure was.
Daniel.
Sure was. I can sum it up for you.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Here's a pro tip to make someone's day. Remember, predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. Be like me. Surprise your lady or man with a bouquet for no reason at all. You will be a hero, and Pro Flowers makes it easy for you and to surprise someone right now with a special offer for our listeners. Get 20% off any of their unique summer rose bouquets or any other bouquet of $29 or more. I sent one to my sister for being so wonderfully
yes,
nice.
Yes,
look at you.
Surprise. Good man.
She loves the flowers. She says, they last so long. I said, okay, listen to my show. If you aren't sure where to what to send someone, their colorful rainbow roses are always a hit. ProFlowers.com makes choosing the perfect surprise bouquet simple and quick. We've used ProFlowers for years. They're the freshest. They're the best. They're guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your unexpected surprise will arrive. ProFlowers gives you more bloom for your buck, big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. To get 20% off summer roses or any other bouquet of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. Don't wait to make someone's day. Go ahead and be unpredictable. Be a hero.
Hero.
And now we are very, very happy to welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show a legendary personality in the world of Hollywood. The one and only, we're calling him now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a well-oiled machine. You gave me a thumbs
Hello.
Up, which would indicate. Bruce Campbell.
Yay!
Woo! Easy now. Calm down.
Sorry. he is described, ladies and gentlemen, as a B-movie icon, a champion of independent filmmaking. He's worked with the Coen brothers. His last book, If Chins Could Kill, he's fantastic. He's appeared in Spider-Man, Bubba Hotep, Burn Notice. He's been all over, but the most famous project he ever worked on was with a wonderful actor named Mike O'Mara back in the, I believe it was the early 30s, when I went out and was an extra out on a program called... what the hell was it called?
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. And Bruce Campbell joins us now. Bruce, thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
You know, guys, I would like to be referred to as just a champion, period.
Champion. Just a champion, yeah.
Yeah. Let's hone it all down to the basics, which is just, I'm a f***ing champion.
You are
now. You wait. Champion. Who was an extra on Briscoe?
Back in 93. With 93. Thank you, Rob. Don Geronimo and myself. We were doing the Don and Mike Show in Washington D.C. You did this with lots. It was done in the TV world where they you know card out these DJs from around the country to do extra work.
I remember that. I do remember that. And guess what? I also remember about you.
What?
Here we go. Here comes the lie.
This was a period Western, as you recall.
Yes, I do.
You were asked to leave the set because you kept leaving styrofoam cups in evidence on the ancient set.
Hey, Bruce, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Can you go to a part of your location where you might have better cell phone service? Or are you in a car right now?
I'm on a train.
A train?
Oh my God, he's on a train. Better.
Oh, my God, you're on a train.
I'm trapped like a rat on a ship.
We're going to need you to undo the window and lean out and try to...
Let me go to the baggage cart. Maybe that'll be better.
I've often seen people get great reception if you can go to the quiet car. People love going to the quiet car and yelling into their phone.
You know what? Let me try that. Let me go to the quiet car right now.
Go to the quiet
car. It's working. I'm in the quiet car right
it's
now.
It's better. Stay right where you are. It sounds good. Perfect. I think we've got a connection right now.
I won't go anywhere.
So I'm checking. I'm going through. I have very stupid questions for you.
Let's do it.
The first question, and then I'm going to turn it over to some. We've got some guys here in the studio that are out of their mind that you're on the show today because they want to ask you. I have to, as someone who has watched Ash versus the Evil Dead. Hold on, let the conductor make the announcement.
Yeah, guys, give me a second, will you, please? No, I'm getting off of Boston, sir. Wait, no.
Oh, you're on the East Coast.
No, sir, I do have a ticket, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I don't know where it is. I don't have it on me. But, sir, I have to get to Boston. I'm a famous person. I'm doing a signing. Guys, we can continue, guys. It might be cut short. You know, they're calling the authorities.
You're a famous person.
Let's get back to your stupid question.
Yes, here it is. Okay, do you have a specific... do you have a specific protocol for washing fake blood off your hands, your body, on everything? Because I've watched Ash versus the Evil Dead. That is, I mean, how do you get that fake blood off your body?
I'm going to give you a spoiler. Shaving cream.
Shaving cream.
Wow.
You put shaving cream not just where your beard is. You put shaving cream all over your entire face, and the foaming action lifts it off your face. I'm not even kidding, even though that sounds ridiculous.
I love that answer.
That is so cool.
I love that answer. So I got deep into your bio as I was researching this interview because you know what? I'm a professional.
That sounds
Bruce.
Obscene, by the way.
Is it true that you are a lavender farmer?
Well, if you really want to go there, let's do it. We bought a lovely piece of property that had about an acre of lavender, and we could either let it die and go fallow, but my wife thought it smelled kind of nice. So we figured out where to distill it, and we found out that Steven Seagal has a ranch with a distillery.
What?
So, yeah, I distilled my lavender on Steven Seagal's ranch. And we got a lovely lavender oil from it. Steven.
Hey, Well, now I'm gonna show. I'm gonna show off a little bit. You got English. You got English. Croxton's Wild. Hidcote. French. What do you have? Grosso. Provence. anything like that?
I have Lavandin Grosso, sir.
Oh, there you go. My daughter. Listen, I know nothing.
Okay,
about
now
it.
Let me back up, please. Go back ahead. Up, sir. Why? Yes. Why do you know those names of lavender?
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're a smart man, Bruce Campbell. Well, you're a smart
man. Most people don't know that useless information.
I know. My daughter, before she came up to visit me in the great state of Maine for the summer, she was employed on a lavender farm. And, she knows everything. I said, I'm having Bruce Campbell on the show. He's a lavender farmer. Tell me all you know about lavender. And she just wrote it down. I'm working off a Boston Red Sox memo pad right now that I'm reading that to you.
I need your daughter. Hold on, please. There's an announcement. One moment, please.
Yeah. I love this. This is fun.
Yeah. Please. Thank you. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Yes. You don't want to get in the way of your travel plans. Are they keeping you on the train, Bruce? Are they going to allow you to continue to travel to Boston?
Because I am a famous person, I am therefore a rich person. I paid the man $100 and he left me alone. That's how the world works, guys. Get over it.
All right, Bruce Campbell is joining us, and Pony Boy Matt Bloom, our executive producer on the Mike O'Mara Show. You are very excited, and I said we'd give you a couple of questions for this gentleman right here. Go ahead. Bruce Campbell is all yours, Pony. Take it away.
Hi, Bruce. I'm a huge fan of Burn Notice. Uh-huh. It was a show that my family, we could all get together and watch, and you just seem to have so much fun playing Sam Axe. And I just wanted to know, what was the most fun thing about working on Burn Notice?
Walter, I was acting. I was acting like I was having fun. The crack of my behind was constantly wet in Miami. So you want to go there, sir? I'll go there.
All right. You want to ask him another one, Pony?
Yeah. I'm just curious. What was your favorite cameo to do? Because you've done so many great cameos, and I loved you as Reagan in Fargo season
Amazing
two. Ronald
work,
Reagan.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What was your favorite?
I would say probably the Spider-Man series, because in the first Spider-Man, I named the character. Without my character, this billion-dollar franchise would be called The Human Spider. And as you recall, as the ring announcer, I said, that sucks. You're going to be called The Amazing Spider-Man.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Now, okay, yes, most people have. Part two, I play the snooty usher. Peter Parker is trying to get in to see his girlfriend in a play. I do not let him in the theater because he's late. Therefore, I'm the only character who has ever defeated Spider-Man. I'm speaking the truth. It sounds silly, but I'm speaking the truth. Part three, I'm the French maitre d'. Spider-Man comes to he wants my assistant. How often do superheroes come to a mortal for help? Not very often, sir. So, do I help him? No, because he was kind of a D-bag to me. And there you go.
We're talking to Bruce Campbell.
Hold on a second.
Yes, you hold on.
Yes, sir. No, just two bags of luggage. Yeah, that's it. And that little carry-on is mine. The pink carry-on, that's fine.
Thank you. Man's got to have his cosmetic, Bruce.
Yeah, I wear makeup, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. and I carry it. My daughter gave me a nice little bag to carry. So.
That's sweet. Anyway, that's
really none of your business.
I understand. We won't ask anything you don't want us to ask. Hail to the Chin is Bruce's book. It's Further Confessions of a B Movie Actor, available on Amazon. The Chin. Where did the Chin come into play? Where did you get that name, or did you give? Unlike
none
you know, like
that,
the Amazing.
None of that is my fault. Reviewers thinking that they're clever,
mm-hmm.
Right? The lantern jawed Bruce Campbell. The square jawed. Bruce Campbell, the granite jawed Bruce Campbell. Mm. So I got tired of that, but then I thought, nah, I'll play your game.
So that's it.
That's how it came about.
That's great. That's
a great answer. Kind of stopped the room, but it's a great answer.
They thought that was a big deal to them. So, yeah. So we're going to go with chin metaphors now.
Very cool. Bruce, I'm a big Elvis fan. We just marked the 40th anniversary of Elvis's passing, and I have to compliment you. Of them all, your portrayal of Elvis in Bubba Hotep is my favorite. Because it is
I appreciate that.
You really sort of grabbed the notion of how Elvis would have been if he had survived into senior years. It's such a great characterization. How did you attack becoming the King of Rock and Roll?
Well, really what it is, the performance is important because I'm the only Elvis who has had cancer on his penis.
That's true.
In a performance.
That didn't happen in Blue Hawaii?
He didn't talk about it much. You know, I was trained by an Elvis impersonator. That's the good news. The bad news is he quit after 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
No, he literally said, look, man, just forget it. You're never going to get it. Just forget it, man. I didn't quit on him. He quit on me.
But it doesn't show because you did carry the role so well. Was it great to put on the jumpsuit and get to be Elvis? I mean, sort of being a superhero, that's a great role.
I agree. Believe it or not, there's only one jumpsuit in the country that one jumpsuit company that makes those jumpsuits for Elvis, and they are still in business. And for that movie, we went to the same jumpsuit company. I'm not even kidding. You can't make this up. And we got three jumpsuits, a white one, a blue one, and a black one. Like Elvis, you had to give them back. We didn't own them. It doesn't make any sense. But
really?
They have racks, warehouses full of jumpsuits that don't fit anybody.
I bet that room smells good.
Hold on, guys. Just a second. Uh-huh.
Another announcement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, I am in first class.
I love it.
Oh, that's a coach ticket. They didn't tell. They didn't tell me that.
He's speaking to the announcement.
Oh, boy.
He's acting.
He's acting. You know what we're getting from Bruce Campbell right now? We're getting wonderful improvisational theater. I'm probably more excited about that than anything else. Oscar, I know you wanted to ask something of
Bruce.
Mr. Campbell.
Everything's okay.
Bruce, as a famous person, what's the best part of being famous?
The money that comes with it.
There it is. That's it. And that is a fitting end with your bad connection. We're gonna see if Bruce can finish his trip by train to Boston. Bruce Campbell, your book is Hail to the Chin, Further Confessions of a B-Movie Actor, available on Amazon. His other books, If Chins Could Kill. And we could spend a whole 15 minutes talking about making love the Bruce Campbell way.
Next time, for sure.
Next time. Bruce, enjoy the rest of your travels. We appreciate you coming on the Mike O'Mara Show, my friend.
Thank you for having me on your show. I have to go. I'm being escorted off the train.
That's awesome. I love that. Oh, good guy. You know what? My memories of him, I remember the guy being like that when we went out there and did. Always
just
been cool.
The best.
Always gotten the joke. Always knows who he is. I love that guy. And what a delight. That was fun. We'll take a break. And I have no idea where we are in the show, but Rob will remind me when
we
come back. After a hot, sunny day at the beach, there's nothing more refreshing than a tall, cold glass of the Mike O'Mara Show. Lightly carbonated, 100% natural, no added sugar, and a slight taste of ham. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. School days, good old golden rule days. And the golden rule is...
What's that?
Oh, I love it when you make me do theater. Always buy your school supplies through Amazon.com and access it through our website. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Whether it's an Apple for the teacher or an Apple MacBook for your college freshman, Amazon is the place to get everything you need for back to school. Pencils, pens, glue sticks, composition books, loose leaf paper, back to school clothes, even that elusive trapper keeper.
Oh, you gotta have a trapper keeper.
It's back to school, and if you need it, Amazon has it. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Make it easy on yourself. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money. Let me tell you about Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell is... That is one of the most difficult things when you do a radio interview by telephone by somebody who's on a cell and it's dropping out.
On a train.
And the other, what's the second most? It's when somebody is in an airport or in traveling and getting announcements. That man worked around both of those for us, and that's why he is a professional.
Absolutely.
Tony, did you enjoy talking to one of your favorite stars?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was one of the best interviews we've had.
Well, because you were a part of it.
Are you nervous at all? Because to be nervous if one of your heroes is on the line.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yes. How about my daughter with the lavender tip in?
Oh,
that's how crazy. About the fact that he was a little worried that you knew so much about lavender?
Yeah. English lavender, Croxton's Wild. That's culinary lavender. So that's lavender that's used in food. Hidcote, French lavender, Grasso, Provence. Elizabeth said at her farm, they have a type of lavender called Phenomenal.
I would have loved to have spent maybe, if he was not on a train and we had him maybe in studio.
His book tour did not hit D.C. in studio. Sadly. But we will stay friends with him.
Just ask him a little bit more about his connection to Steven Seagal. And
the idea, distillery.
And the idea that he's using his, they've got to be friends. Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I remember him and that personality. That is literally what you see is what you get. He is always kind of, the attitude that I always thought with Bruce Campbell was that, he's in this crazy business, but he has a real cool demeanor because he's one of those, he's got the matinee idol looks where he's a good looking guy and he knows it and he's got that kind of rhythm to him where he's just been cool. And I would imagine on every set, the reason he's got, you see him with the Seven Seasons or recurring role on this, they bring him back for this, they bring him back for Spider-Man. I think this is a guy that's incredibly easy
his
to work
ass
with.
Crack sweat comic. Right? He's just so self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
The fact that he started by making Super 8 movies. I mean, this is what he's wanted to do his entire life, and he's played the game by his rules. You got to admire that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Great guy, great TV guy. Speaking of TV, I have to say to the listeners that have been telling me for 4 years or 3 years to watch this show, last night, my daughter's last night in Maine, we binged on Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And even with the subtitles and even with the heavy British dialect, the Birmingham, England, and Irish dialects that are almost impossible to hear. You put on the subtitles and it still rocks. The show is just amazing.
Is that a Netflix offering?
Is that, Pony, is that a
Netflixer?
Yes, it is. Netflix.
I have to check it out.
It's just so intense. And it's like saying, so many of these shows on these streaming services now, the limited amount of programs that they produce relative to, say, major networks, the production values are so cinematic. They're really like watching
the
little
long movies.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I love it.
Do you think it started with
I love it.
The Sopranos was maybe the first that where it started looking
I like
a
the way
TV
you
show.
Say Sopranos.
You know what? I don't know why I second guessed myself on that.
You got into the theater all of a sudden.
Sopranos. But that was the first one where you could like link a whole season together and it was like a 15-hour movie.
There will always be a place for The Bachelor in Paradises, though. There's always going to be a
place. Did you binge on that last night?
Mike, they dropped 4 episodes because they had a Monday and Tuesday two-parter.
I'd drop
day.
Them, too.
And I had to catch up because remember there was scandal within Bachelor in Paradise where
is that the drunk show?
Yeah, well, where there was an alleged assault, right? Which is no laughing matter.
It's not.
Is it sad that the best educated among us rots his mind each and every that doesn't even watch anything that would be close to literary? You know, Peaky Blinders has a little bit of a historical
something,
element.
Yeah.
I watched Ozark. I know a thing or two about money laundering now.
I'm not sure that is an appropriate counter to what Mike said.
I don't think it might not be.
Well, I would say this.
What is the difference between is the Bachelor? Is this part of the regular Bachelor franchise that you're talking
about?
Yeah,
it's their summer offering.
How horrible is it that there is a Bachelor franchise?
Exactly.
Fourteen seasons strong.
Yeah, but they do like 4 seasons a year, don't they?
Yeah. So if you think about the production value and how many dollars are making on the back end, because all you have to find
make some money on the back end.
A new cycle of
Bruce
girls
Campbell
and guys will be famous.
That.
Yeah.
Bruce
so
Campbell's
this is how they masterfully kind of pivoted from that scandal, which turned out not to be a scandal according to the Warner Brothers lawyers, as they brought back...
There never was a scandal.
They brought back, Mike, the entire cast and crew back to the island, had them vote to if they still wanted to continue with the show, and they also wedged in a wedding from former Bachelor in Paradise contestants.
Mike?
Hello?
Mike?
Hello?
What?
Mike,
I'm sorry. What was he talking about?
I know that you either hit the LR button or he's talking about Bachelor in Paradise, but something went wrong.
Did you answer where Paradise was? Where's that?
It's in Mexico.
Oh, Yes. Cancun?
Yeah. No, no, no. It's off the beaten path.
Cabo?
It's in the Riviera Maya.
That's Cancun.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. But
next season, Mike, Bachelor in Paradise in Herndon, Virginia.
They've got their own set.
So yeah. You like it or hate it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's appointment television.
Yeah. How's the talent?
I know.
Talent.
The girls and guys are all talented.
Really?
That's abs awesome. For days. I'm both of them.
Abs for days.
I just picture you in your house just staring at that tube, yeah. Watching that mind-melting crap all
the time. Shannon comes in. We need to make a decision about... Not now! Not now!
Yeah.
No, not now. Chrissy's getting her belly button ring removed.
A lot of crying, Mike. A lot of crying, a lot of falling in love, a lot of breaking up.
Yeah. Mike, just like real life.
Just like here.
What would we do without that magic box? Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, got news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Bachelor in Paradise.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, hello, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Blaze.
And on this week's episode of the show, we are joined by Corey Blaze, host of the Fat Guy Radio Show. Corey!
What a coincidence. And I happen to be fat. And a guy.
He's here. He's funny. We're going to have a great time. We play a fun game. And Corey tells us about his recent butt surgery.
Could you ask for anything more?
Butt surgery?
Worth the price of admission.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Man, hey, get a cloth after that one, that show.
We needed Windex.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but they're looking for drivers.
Yeah.
You can pick up your own hours and work when you want working for Lyft, a wonderful ride-sharing app that's great to drive for. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. ExpressPay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. They've got a new amp device. It uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. We love Lyft. I didn't want to do that.
That was a Lyft driver driving by. Look how fast they go.
That's the amp device. There it is. No, that's the news sound. Thank you, everyone. Hey, I'm a pro. Lyft, Lyft is great. Join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's pretty good or so. And you'll love it, really. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply.
News.
Bruce.
Boo. Lion. The show is just like at breakneck speed. It's like we're on a bullet train right now. Emma Stone. Fell in love with her in La La Land.
Box.
I really did. She tops the annual Forbes list of the highest paid actresses in the world. Well, she's the Academy Award winner, so it's probably deserved. She raked in $26 million over the past 12 months. Jennifer Lawrence was number one the past 2 years, but she slipped to third this year. Do you ever think that these rich actors and actresses like get a story like this, see it in Variety, and they look at it and they go, oh, I'm number two. Do you think they care?
I don't think so. I think as long as you're still making that decent money, you're probably okay
but
with it.
But you have to care if you have the competition factor.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games dollars weren't there for Jennifer Lawrence this year, so that's why she didn't surpass that list, right?
Yeah. But She was close, though. She was $24 million, but Emma Stone was $26.
But it's one of those, you get these lists, and you know, even from our perspective, when someone's on that list, and Jennifer Aniston's on that list for her
She's number two.
Her endorsements, right?
She's got 25.5.
Her endorsements, not necessarily from film work or television work. It's really her endorsements. But that list, to anyone, shows your influencer power and your power as a star overall. Mm.
Yeah.
Let me see. So Emma Stone won with 26. Jennifer Aniston, 25.5. Jennifer Lawrence, 24. Melissa McCarthy comes in at 4 with 18 million. Mila Kunis with 15.5 million. A tie between Emma Watson and Charlize Theron, both with 14 million. A tie between Kate Blanchett and Julia Roberts, hanging in there. Julia Roberts still getting it done with 12 million. Mm. And Amy Adams at 11.5 million. Beautiful, wonderful actresses in this country.
They should all make a movie together and tasteful. Nudity.
Yeah, and then bankrupt the industry. That's what they should do.
Bad Moms 3.
Here, this story has it reared its ugly head a few times. The not always reliable National Enquirer, you think, says Kris Jenner and O.J. Simpson made bubbles in a hot tub while they were both still married. O.J.'s former manager told them, quote, he and Kris had this one-night thing in a jacuzzi. A short time later, they both got divorced. There have been rumors for years that O.J. is Khloe's real dad. And that could explain it. Wow. But Kris has always denied getting it on with Juice. On a related note, there's a big profile of the Kardashians in The Hollywood Reporter that includes Kris going after Caitlyn Jenner for claiming that it was her idea to do Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So,
in his book, he claims that he was the epicenter.
The brainchild
of that idea. In fact, Kris Jenner says that it was one of their publicist friends that was over and saw what was going on in their house and said, this is a reality show. You should talk to Ryan Seacrest, of all people, that rolled off her tongue. And E! Passed on it initially. He was going to go to Bravo, and then E! Made up their mind and said, oh, no, we'll take that show. It's 10
years
later.
I believe the latter. I think it's the publicist that was a publicist of Kris Jenner's. I don't think that Caitlyn had anything to do with
it. Yeah.
I just don't think that would happen.
No.
The Atlanta Falcons' new billion-dollar stadium has a Chick-fil-A, which makes sense because the chain's headquarters are in Atlanta, and it was founded in nearby Hapeville, Georgia, all the way back in 1967. I didn't know Chick-fil-A was that old.
I didn't either.
But what doesn't make sense is that it'll be closed on Sundays.
As all Chick-fil-A's are.
Oh, jeez.
For an NFL, in an NFL stadium. Doesn't really make sense.
Wow. Chick-fil-A,
they've always been closed on Sundays for religious reasons, and if they haven't changed the policy in 50 years, not surprising they aren't making an exception here. But that means Falcons fans will only have one opportunity to try the Chick-fil-A in the stadium because their only non-Sunday home game is on Thursday, December 7th, against the Saints. Of course, the kiosk will be open for other non-Sunday events, including the college games on Saturday. Naturally, there will be other areas in the stadium if you have to get your fried chicken.
Sure.
Including a place that's selling a chicken sandwich called Closed on Sundays. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
I like that.
It was kind of cool. ABC made a big splash when they got Katy Perry to be on American Idol, but it's been over 3 months since then, and there is still no word on who will be joining her. They're getting close to crunch time here. TMZ claims the show seems to be in crisis because they haven't finalized any deals. There are rumored judges like Lionel Richie, Charlie Puth.
Who the hell is that?
I don't even recognize the name. P-U-T-H?
We'll get 20 emails about it. Luke Bryan and Keith Urban. Nobody's close to signing, and naturally, the hang-ups have to do with money. Lionel is reportedly, Lionel Richie, asking for $10 million, which is $15 million less than Katy Perry, but double the amount that Idol wants to pay. TMZ also says that Idol would like to have four judges, but they might have to go with three because of all the problems they're having, Oscar Sanchez.
Charlie Puth Jr. is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer best known for his 2015 song, See You Again, which he wrote, co-produced and performed with Wiz Khalifa for the Furious
Black and Yellow,
Seven.
Black and
yes,
Yellow,
yes.
Black
so
and
he's
yellow.
A young producer and right. singer.
Chuck E. Cheese just got rid of the animatronic animal bands in four locations.
Boo!
In
San Antonio.
Three locations in Kansas City, Missouri are next, and soon enough they'll probably be wiped out everywhere. The CEO says this, they are phasing them out because, quote,
what?
I like this. The kids stopped looking at the animatronics years and years ago, and they would wait for the live Chuck E. to come out. The adults stopped looking at the animatronics because I wait for the live rat to come out. That's what I want to
say. I tell
you
what, it's like no statues can be anywhere anymore.
Standing up for Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Cheese.
According to a new survey, one out of five people, this is so sad. I added this into the news you may not need. One out of five people can't name a single author.
Oh, no.
What?
One out of five people.
You know, there are five people in this room.
Right,
I love you.
Rob Spiewak, name an author.
Robert Benchley.
Robert Benchley? Not Peter Benchley?
Robert Benchley was an author in the 1930s.
Okay.
Humorous.
Oscar Santana, name an author.
Sylvia Plath.
Nice.
Ponyboy Matt Bloom, name
Charles
an
Dickens.
Go ahead, Mac.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Way to play to type. I'll throw out Stephen King, James Patterson. Those are a couple of
both
my
great.
Favorite nonfictions.
Diego's
and now, ladies
here,
and
Diego.
Gentlemen, I know he is Oscar, and there was a reason I waited for him last.
Sorry.
Diego, please name us an author.
J.K. Rowling.
Harry Potter.
Hey, I like that he said it like Tolkien. He said it like a disc jockey.
You got it.
All right. J.K. Rowling.
Hey, guess who's up after this? J.K. Rowling and tickets.
Let's go. Let's go around the room again briefly.
All right.
Oh, you want to make it a
real challenge? Yeah, yeah.
Mm, how about S.E. Hinton?
Oscar.
Maxine Hung Kingston.
Tony.
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously, William Shakespeare.
Oh,
it's fine. We'll take that.
Derp.
It's kind of cheating because I said it
before. Rube.
Mac?
I am having a brain fart.
Are you saying that outside of the f***ing Hobbit, you're dead? You can't do it?
Nope.
Mike, statistics don't lie.
They don't lie.
They do not lie.
They don't lie. Man.
The survey, hey, you're up the
hook, Micro Center's getting a gem.
I was going to go with Robert McCloskey, children's book.
Well, yes, beautiful.
The survey also found 15% of people. Hey, I've got one for you. He's in the room. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
The survey also found 15% of people say they don't read books because they're too hard to understand.
And hey, Mac, let me give you another clue. The next time, how about this guy?
Oh, yeah, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You're such an a**hole.
And now a little something. You're going to like this. Rob, remember what I told you before the show?
I'm not even going to make eye contact with you.
Thieves made off with a sweet haul after nabbing tons of chocolates and other treats from a trailer in Germany. About 20 tons of cargo, including Kinder eggs and Nutella spread, worth about 70,000 euros, that's 81 grand U.S., were stolen from a truck sometime between Saturday and Sunday. Anyone offered large quantities of chocolate via unconventional channels should report it to the police immediately, police warned. The theft occurred in the German town of Neustadt, and police said a truck would have been necessary to complete the massive heist. Meanwhile, German police are taking part in a round-the-clock stakeout at the home of Augustus Gloop. Thank you.
Beavis cause Wonka a fortune in fudge. And you're right. You're 100% right.
There it is. We'll take a break and come back with the little sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We all want
to change the world. Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the E,
acting.
Thank you. Negative is going to be if you have a number line. Negative with what you got to do is a number line.
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything, even help with homework, be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
Listen. What you're listening to is a parasite, an organism feeding on us by never subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. There is a simple and effective cure. Sign up for the TMOS Bonus Show right now. That will kill the parasite. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come.
Oh.
Thank you. Live your life by letting us live ours, parasite-free. So please, quit sucking. And we thank you very much. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Today is Thursday, August 17, 2017, Rob Spiewak.
I love the people of Wisconsin. I love their demeanor. I love their accent. And, Mike, you were recently doing a home repair, so this applies to you. I want to... Oh, there's a call. One second. I'm sorry. This is
a call.
Huh. Hello?
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. What? With an important message about the bus schedules for the upcoming school year.
Okay, listen up.
LCPS bus routes will be provided to parents through Parent View
this year.
Bus routes will be available through Parent View beginning Friday, August 18th.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Parent View also can be used to
Good.
Please note, parents should not use the ParentView app to make these updates.
No.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message, and please take the time to read the email I've sent you. Good evening.
I never got the email. I never got
the
email.
That's Wade Baird.
If you want to make sure you get your butts, check ParentView, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, show announcer Wade Baird, ladies and gentlemen.
And now Carrie Spiewak, co-worker.
Yes, yes. She'll be able to rub elbows with that stud.
Yeah. Oh, it's the end of the marriage. Two marriages. In Wisconsin, this guy, his name is Doug Bergeson, and I was telling the truth before. I love the attitude and the accent of the average Wisconsin resident. This guy shot himself in the chest with a nail gun.
I mean, accidents happen, and I was kneeling, just bringing the nail gun forward, and I was on my tiptoes, and I just didn't have quite enough room, and it fired before I was really ready for it. And
fired.
Then it dropped down.
Oh, no.
Then fired again, and it didn't really hurt. It just felt like it kind of stung me, and I looked down, and I didn't see anything, and I put my hand there, and like, that's not good. When I saw it moving with my heart, it's like, I'm not going to get anything done today. I can see that already. So I drove into the emergency room, and
you drove yourself to the hospital.
This seemed like the thing to do. I felt fine, other than, you know, having a little bit too much iron in my diet. I just leaned over the security guard and said, I've got a nail in my chest. I'd be great if you can find somebody to help me out here. I'm just going to sit down.
So the nail was flush with his chest and it penetrated his heart. The doctor said because his heart was in mid-beat and it had expanded, it missed an artery. If he had gone in on a contraction, it would have hit an artery. That's how close it was.
Oh, my
man.
God.
And how he's cool fine. Was that guy? He lives That's to awesome. Tell about it.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Another call coming in here.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kelly calling from your CVS pharmacy. I'd just like to let you know that your anal wart removal cream, your butt plugs, and your Viagra are now in. And we also got those extra small condoms that you needed. So please go ahead and let me know when you'll be coming in so I can set those aside for you. Thank you and have a great day.
I don't know what's going wrong today.
What the hell is going on?
That was sent to me as sort of like an anonymous Facebook message, just as an audio file. I enjoyed it. Pony, you're going to have to remain seated because you're going to love this. Ariana Grande did a concert in Japan. She was in Tokyo.
Japan.
And she can speak, or at least fake it, Japanese.
Minasan, dou desu ka? Oganki desu ka? Tanoshimi desu ka? Sugoi desu ne. Arigatou gozaimasu. Thanks for
coming.
Sit down.
And it doesn't look like she's faking it. It's like a true profession.
She's memorized Japanese patter. It's very, very cool.
That's not Japanese.
No.
That's North
but remember, Korea. The next time...
That's the North Korean anchor lady.
Remember, they're like, no more Guam, just kidding.
Next time you go to Starbucks, make sure to order the Ariana Grande. Cher has...
Who decided against that Guam bit.
Psych!
Sorry.
All right, Cher
is
still singing, but her most recent project is a Netflix project. Seems like everybody's doing stuff for Netflix. She's providing the soundtrack for a show called Home, The Adventures of Tip and O. And Cher's new song is called Ooga Boo.
Ooga, 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 boo.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey.
Ooga, 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 boo. Life's a game of hiding and seek, and what you find makes you unique.
I know she sort of brought auto-tune to the forefront of pop music, but doesn't it really like they've just played something from her answering machine?
Kind of strange, but still kind of captivating in a way.
Love her voice.
I kind of like this song.
I know.
I kind of like it too.
I hate it.
Cher knows how to make a hit.
Am I a room? No.
She's been singing hit records for over 50 years. But...
this might be a massive hit.
We'll see. Ooga Boo.
I swear to God, can you play it again?
I want
to listen to it one more time.
Here, Ooga Boo.
Ooga, 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 crank it up.
Ooga, 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 boo. hiding and seek, and what you find makes you unique. Spent my life searching for you, but found something else, not oogaboo. Here's a message from O-R-2. You call me, you find your oogaboo. Here's a message from O-R-2.
Yeah,
it's dumb enough to work.
And here's the thing about Cher, for someone who dropped their first record in 1965, she has weathered every era. This sounds like today's music. This is not a dated sound at all.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of credit goes to the producer and not Cher. That's just my thought.
For all you people listening right now shaking your head and calling us idiots, I agree. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right.
We've had a great show, so I want to put a stop to that. Right. This will ruin your day. Let's close with this. On PTI yesterday, Tony Kornheiser, I apologize in advance about the audio because this was sent by a listener.
Okay.
But this is how Tony Kornheiser ended PTI yesterday.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or the Apple podcast. Beth Ann McBride, shout out.
PTI. What?
How? Did somebody send that to you?
Yes.
Someone found Beth Ann McBride, shout out.
Yeah, you know what? She is like, she's poisoning the water supply of my life.
Ooga boo.
Even if, yeah, ooga boo.
Wow, that's incredible.
Boo.
Beth Ann McBride.
Our Beth Ann McBride?
Hey, your Beth Ann McBride, not mine. Show killer, poison, put a Mr. Yuck sticker on her bald head. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. That's it, people. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thanks again for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
No, he could have made the tight cue.
No, he couldn't.
No, I'm
not perfect.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, you know what?
Jump right,
thank you to
right
Bruce Campbell.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it,
Bruce
people.
Campbell.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Nice job, Oscar. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.